Hello and welcome back to Talking Europe. The European Union has long talked about reducing the bureaucratic burden on businesses. In the current EU mandate, there's also been a lot of talk about competitiveness, how to put Europe's industries, large or small, in a better position to rival the likes of American or Chinese industries. Well, now the EU Commission has presented what it calls a simplification shock, essentially removing red tape to stimulate investment. The Commission points out that over 60% of EU businesses see regulation as an obstacle to investment, and 55% of small and medium enterprises cite regulatory and administrative burdens as their greatest challenge. But the joke doing the rounds in the EU institutions is that this simplification is actually complicated. Meanwhile, some political groups and NGOs are concerned that the policy might be a smokescreen for rolling back standards on the environment and corporate due diligence. We're going to discuss all this with two MEPs. Niels Fuglsang is a Danish MEP from the Socialists and Democrats. Welcome to you.
Thank you so much.
And we're also here with Virgil Daniel Popescu, a Romanian MEP from the European People's Party. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And both of you sit on ITRE, the Committee on Industry, Research and Energy. Virgil Daniel Popescu, you obviously talk to people in your constituency who are business owners, small business owners and so forth. What do you hear from them about regulation and the administrative side of things? Is it really a major issue for them?
Yes, they are complaining about a lot of regulation inside the EU, not only in my country, in the whole European Union country. So they welcome any package that could simplify the regulations, that could give them a fresh air to develop their business, especially the small and medium enterprises that don't have, let's say, the capability and all the staff and all the personnel necessary to watch and to complain every regulation that is in place in EU. And if I look at Draghi report, I said that the problem of European industry is competitiveness. And besides energy, the price of energy, which is very high in comparison with the US or China, we saw that bureaucracy is also has also a major impact on our competitiveness. So if something is done on this issue in order to simplify the legislation, is more than welcome.
Niels Fuglsang, what is your perspective? Are we really talking about simplification or actual deregulation?
Well, I'm worried that we're talking about deregulation. I think we agree that too much bureaucracy is a problem, and I also have talked to people in my constituency talking about the amount of bureaucracy, the amount of reporting that can be overwhelming at times, and I think we definitely need to look at that and see how we can simplify things. But I am worried, if you look at the European Parliament today, that there are strong forces that would like to deregulate, to roll back some of the environmental legislation that we've done during the last 5 years. You know, in 2019, when we had the election, we called it, in Denmark, where I come from, we called it the climate election, because climate was very high on the agenda. And right now it seems that there is a sort of a backlash against that. You've seen different regulations, you've seen political parties arguing for rolling back different regulations, and that's what I'm worried about. So this simplification agenda should not turn into a deregulation agenda.
Do you think that's what this is really about? It's to roll back things like the corporate due diligence directive or the reporting requirements that have to do with the environment?
No, I think that if you look at the due diligence on corporate, that has to have a minimum standard. We cannot put in discussion the rule of law, the rights of the human rights, the social rights. So we have to have a minimum that together we have to put it, a standard, a minimum standard. But after we put that, we can create on it and we can live free to to enterprises, to companies, to fight in a free market with other companies from other parts of the world. Because, let's be honest, we are fighting. Our European companies, our industry is fighting with others, with Chinese, with US, with nobody else. And we are not competitive. We have a lot of problems because of regulation. I am a moderate one. I am pro-Green Deal. I am pro-renewables. But I am not so fanatic in saying we have tomorrow to reach the target. Yes, we have to keep the target at 2050 of neutrality. But let's look how can we do it. And I was involved like Minister of Energy in my country in negotiation, European Commission, and I was the last one, and I saw not too much flexibility in regarding, let's say, the energy produced from coal. We say, yes, we'll close it in 2032, we assume that. But inside that period, let us do some things in order not to have problems of supplying, not to have problem of price, not supply problems of that. This is how I feel, and this is how I think we should do it. Have a minimum standard above that to...
But aren't these precise minimum standards the things that are being watered down right now, if we look at corporate sustainability, corporate due diligence and so forth?
Yeah, I think some of these minimum standards are being watered down according to the Commission's new proposal. They're saying that these rules should not apply for, they should only apply for the very largest companies, and they want to postpone the implementation of these targets and these standards. And I think that is a problem. I think it is a good idea to have, for example, reporting requirements when it comes to sustainability, so that we can see, the citizens, the public can see, these companies that claim to be green and sustainable, are they green and sustainable? And also so the companies can measure, are we making progress? I think most companies, they want to be sustainable companies. They want to do something good for the climate and environment. But of course, if we don't measure things, we are blind. We cannot see who is green and who's black and so on. So I recognize completely that too many reporting requirements, that it can go too far. That's quite obvious. But I think we need to find a balance where we don't water down the ambition level. Mm-hmm. And I hope we can find each other here.
To come back, though, to what your colleague was saying, there is a question of staff. I mean, if we want to make sure that reporting happens properly, you need enough staff in a small business. So how would you reconcile those two things,
right,
Niels?
No, I think that is something we could look at, to say the small businesses, they could have a light version of the reporting requirement, so they don't have the same resources, obviously, as large companies, so that you could make a difference between those kind of companies. But I think the reason why I'm very concerned about this is that I'm also worried about whether we reach our climate ambitions, for example. I'm not a fanatic. I wouldn't call myself a fanatic. I'm just saying, you know, we have to live up to the Paris Agreement, because if we don't, things might run amok if we listen to the scientists anyway. The climate, we'll have extreme weather, we'll have so many migrants, because you'll have refugees that are moving because of the climate conditions and so on. That's a situation I really would like to avoid. So I think we have to do our share to avoid that situation.
Vigil, Daniel, what about the question of these 2030 environmental targets? Because you've said in this...
I said 2050.
2050. I thought you talked about the 2030
targets. I said 2050 neutrality.
Yeah, but you've basically supported the EU's broad targets. You've spoken about, how energy should be diversified. You can also have renewables to reach those targets. And I guess simplification, or maybe deregulation, as some people would say, but simplification is important also to have... to stimulate renewable energy production as well.
Yes, in the field of energy, and especially in renewables, we have to do something, because we don't have enough renewables, because the regulations are so strict, and they are asking, the authorities are asking a lot of permits in order to put a solar farm or a wind farm in every place of European Union, that actually... At the end, you won't do it in time. That's why we are late in Romania, because we have to respect all the rules, all the environmental rules that appear and appear each from 2 years. And we cannot reach our objective of climate and our objective of percentage of renewables from the total percentage of producing electricity.
So to be clear, this is a problem of permits, of getting permits in time.
And I give an example from e-mobility. If a company wants to install a charger for an electric car now in Europe, the median time of waiting is 2 years. So how can we reach the target on e-mobility if we wait 2 years to install? This is not normal.
We've got not much time left, so maybe some final thoughts on you.
A good point. I think when it comes to the permitting, I think we have to work on some deadlines to say we can't wait years and years for these permits to come. And that's one part where I think we should be able to make a broad deal in the European Parliament to say we cannot wait years, so we have to have shorter permitting times. Of course, we have to respect environment and nature, but we can do that by giving half a year of a deadline instead of 2 years, for example.
If I want to install a facility of production of electricity in a country, I have to make an impact of 2 or 3 other countries from European Union. Hmm. Why to do that? I really don't understand. An environment impact and the other countries, European countries, has to tell us, yes, you don't affect our environment, yes, you don't affect our environment. If it's renewable, why to do it? Hmm.
Okay, so maybe some more common sense is needed. We'll have to leave it at that. Thank you so much to both of my guests, Niels Fulsang and Virgil Daniel Popescu. That's all for this edition of Talking Europe. Thanks for watching.